Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting second. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting third. The left fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Eric McNair. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Hank Steinbacher. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ken Silvestri. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bill Dietrich. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Bill Dietrich. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Skeeter Webb. Batting second. The center fielder, Ben Chapman. Batting third. The right fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting seventh. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Schilling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Broca. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Broca. And now, play ball. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen takes first base on ball four. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Broca fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Webb reaches second base with a double. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher hits a pop-up towards short. Webb settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Krivic. Keltner reaches second base with a double. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling takes first base on ball four. Johnny Broca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Broca is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Owen takes first base on ball 4. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. QL hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Chapman. QL reaches second base with a double. Owen moves to third. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 1 in the game. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Webb fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Webb. Owen scores. QL moves to third. Walker moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0 for 1 in the game. Appling hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Chapman, who is chasing the ball. Appling reaches third base with a triple. QL scores. Walker scores. It's 3-0, White Sox. Joe Dobson now pitching. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Appling scores. It's 4-0, White Sox. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 1 in the game. Steinbacher bunts towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. McNair moves to second. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a fly ball into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0 for 1 in the game. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground towards first. Trosky scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Silvestri for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a line drive into right field. Steinbacher settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 1 in the game. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 0 for 1 in the game. Dietrich hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Owen hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Joaquín is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That's a pickoff. Two outs. Joaquín is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 0-for-1 in the game. Trotsky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schilling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. McNair takes first base on ball 4. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0-for-1 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Dobson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dobson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-2 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 0-for-2 in the game. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich bunts for an out with unknown description. Silvestri moves to second. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Averill takes first base on ball 4. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-2 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Dietrich fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 2 in the game. Trosky hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Walker takes first base on ball 4. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Walker. The throw from Pitlock and he is safe. Walker steals second. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Appling hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. McNair strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner strikes out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schilling takes first base on ball 4. Pitlock moves to second. Roy Weatherly pinch hits for Joe Dobson. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Webb hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Humphries now pitching. Hank Steinbacher is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Steinbacher is 0 for 2 in the game. Steinbacher hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Krivic hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Ken Silvestri is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Silvestri is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Silvestri hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 3 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Averill hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0 for 3 in the game. Heath hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 0 for 3 in the game. Trosky takes first base on ball 4. Heath moves to second. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Keltner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Dietrich is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dietrich is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Dietrich strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Owen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. QL hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Owen moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Walker hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Owen scores. It's 5-0, White Sox. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is thrown out, attempting to steal, by unknown player in unknown way. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Schilling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schilling is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Schilling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Walker. Schilling reaches second base with a double. Pitlock goes all the way around to score. It's 5-1 White Sox. Odell Hale pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Skeeter Webb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Webb is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Webb strikes out. Two outs. Ben Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0-for-4 in the game. Chapman hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.